Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin the second week of the legislative session, the Montana Senate remains in gridlock, while in the House, it's business as usual, with committees ramping up and bills beginning to move through the process. As we said last week, the Republican majority in the Senate was hijacked on day one by a group of moderate Republicans led by Senator Jason Ellsworth of Hamilton, who enlisted the help of all of the Democrats to give him the votes necessary to reassign moderate Republicans to key committees. He then made the absurd assertion that he was actually helping the Republicans by adding Republican members to certain committees. In reality, he was watering down those committees to make them more moderate. As evidence, one has only to ask why the Democrats would give Ellsworth the votes he needed to make the committees more conservative. The simple answer is, of course, that they would not. One can only hope that cooler heads prevailed over the weekend and that the Senate will begin their legislative session this week. On the House side, Friday began with fireworks in the House Judiciary Committee with a hearing on House Bill 121, a bill to protect women in private spaces from men claiming to be women. The bill, sponsored by Representative Carrie Seekins Crow of Billings, does three things. It says that women are entitled to privacy in certain public restrooms, changing rooms, and sleeping quarters. It requires public buildings to designate restrooms, locker rooms, and sleeping quarters for the exclusive use of either biological males or biological females, and third, it requires people to use those facilities that match their biological sex. As expected, the hearing was contentious but peaceful, as Chairman Amy Regeer demanded decorum and respect be observed by both proponents and opponents of the bill. Leading the testimony was Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris, speaking for the Gianforte administration in favor of the bill. As a former University of Montana Law School professor, she laid out a clean case for protecting both women's privacy and safety in public facilities, and said that the bill was among those that the governor's office has been proud to support. She concluded by saying, quote, "In this politically charged culture, acknowledging my own biological sex might be controversial to some members, but acknowledging biological realities should not be complicated or controversial, and neither should this bill," end quote. Also speaking in favor of the bill was Montana Family Foundation Chief Legal Counsel Derek A. Stryker, who told the story of a Bozeman high school girl who called our office because she was being forced to share private spaces with biological males. The most riveting testimony came from Riley Gaines, who gave the keynote address at two Montana Family Foundation banquets last fall. Gaines, an NC2A champion swimmer, was forced to swim against a biological male who ranked 462nd in the U.S. as a male swimmer, then moved into the number one slot when he began swimming as a female. As if that wasn't bad enough, Gaines said that she and other female swimmers suffered humiliation when they were forced to share a locker room and showers with this 6'1" fully intact male. 16 states have now banned men from using private women's facilities, and the number continues to grow. With the backing of the governor and 35 House and Senate co-sponsors, we expect this bill to pass. Opposition will no doubt come from Montana's liberal judges, which is why 27 judicial reform bills are also on the agenda for this session. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.